Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. An organization is helping bring new visitors to Kentucky State Parks and provide assistance for needed projects. Kentucky Parks Foundation Executive Director Molly Caldwell says the foundation has been in operation for less than 10 years now.
The foundation was set up about 8 years ago in an attempt to go above and beyond, like you said, the normal repairs, but the things that can really enhance a park, really drive tourism, help build the revenue for a certain place. So we work with our local friends groups a lot, Friends of Lake Barkley being one. We also try to tackle certain projects. Most recently, last spring, we helped open a dock at Lake Malone, really as a convener of resources to try and to address some of these needs that all of our state parks are facing.
She says one of the ways they assist parks is through the friends groups.
We have about 20 that are active on a scale there, some with a 501c3 and some not. The ones that do not, maybe not have their IRS certification, can work through us. So we might take in a gift so that donor can get their tax benefit from that. But then the money would be going to the certain park. You know, they could designate that directly.
Caldwell says in addition to bricks and mortar, the foundation is working to get people back in Kentucky State Parks.
One of our big initiatives is a program called Inside Out Education. Started that 4 years ago. We have now sent over 3,500 students to our state parks. When I started this job in 2013, we noticed a big decline.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Molly Caldwell says the foundation provides a grant and lets the park decide what they want to focus on.
Fort Harrod aligns well with fourth grade. A park like Lake Barkley might have various things for the kids to go out and do. Get them outside, get them out and active. It's really incredible just to see the looks on kids' faces. I've been able to go on cave tours with them, been able to go to Big Bone Lick State Historic Site. Every one of our grants, we've now given over 40 grants, and every one of those have come back with an assessment that all the students have just had an amazing time.
She says it's easy to connect with the Parks Foundation.
Either our KentuckyStateParksFoundation.org.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.